Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Entrepreneur on the Grow podcast series. My name's Tanya, and I'm the course coordinator and business coach at the Startup School. I'm super excited to be hosting this episode because I'm here with Laura Karaselis, the subject matter expert for our brand new marketing deep dive course. Thank you for being here with us, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me, Tanya. I've been looking forward to it.
Right, so let's just jump in, Laura. Over the past 10 years, or even 3 years, marketing has undergone a rapid transformation. How businesses reach prospective customers, how we engage with them, has evolved. In your opinion, what have been the greatest marketing changes over the past couple of years?
Well, I think the most fundamental thing to revolutionize the marketing industry has been the advent of digital marketing. So digital marketing obviously lowers the barriers to entry. It makes marketing more accessible and more affordable. So it's no longer, you know, big corporations with deep pockets are the only ones that can afford to, you know, advertise on TV and radio. It's you can do much smaller and more affordable marketing techniques. And I think that's quite a stimulating environment for small business and makes it much more accessible for them. But as much as things have changed, I think they've also stayed the same. I think digital marketing has allowed marketing to go back to its roots in a sense. So marketing has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years in some form or another, because at its core, marketing is just building customer relationships and creating customer value. So, you know, 200 years ago, maybe you had like a local grocer that you went to and they greeted you by name and they knew your family and your preferences and your shopping habits, and you got this really personalized, you know, shopping experience. Now we look at things like mass customization, where it may not be feasible to know your customers personally, but that very specific data that you have online allows you to target your customers as if you knew them personally. You get a very sophisticated understanding of who your customers are and their behavior. And you will notice if you go online, your online experience is very unique and tailored and curated to you. And it could be something as simple as, you know, being greeted by your name in an SMS or an email. It could be that you go online on a brand's website and you're looking at a certain product. You go through the steps to purchase, but then you say, I'm not so sure about this, let me give it some more thought. The next day you get an email saying, you know, we've seen that you were interested in this product, here's a 10% off coupon, you know, if you would like to make the purchase. Even something like Netflix, if you go on Netflix, you know, they have your profile, they know the shows that you watch, and they can give you recommended suggestions of what you may be interested in. And that, like, personal experience, I think, is great for customer retention as well.
Okay.
The other thing with digital marketing, it has allowed kind of a shift from one-way communication to two-way communication. So offline channels, like if we think about TV and radio and magazines, those are really well suited to wide reach and visibility, but the drawback is they're quite one-sided. So, you know, if you have a TV ad, you kind of on your platform, you're talking at consumers, you're not talking with them. Whereas online channels are generally inherently interactive. So, if you think about email or social media or mobile, all of those allow for a response and an engagement and that two-way communication, which is great for relationship building. And also you can engage with consumers on a level that was never possible, you know, 20 years ago.
So based on what you mentioned earlier, so marketing costs a lot of money, right? But today we have social media channels. It's free. It's a way to advertise for free. And I know that a few people, myself included, have been misled about social media though. So I recently read that 1.47 billion people logged into Facebook every day. So many entrepreneurs think, well, if I post regularly on Facebook, and if my posts tap into at least 1% of this population, I'll be growing my business in no time and at no cost, right? But in what ways is this perception possibly flawed?
Well, I think the first thing is to differentiate between, you know, paid social media and your more organic activities. So it's pretty easy as a business to set up, you know, say a Facebook page. It's free and it's pretty simple to do. But there's so much noise online, and to try and cut through that noise and reach your customer is quite difficult. And also given the fact that a lot of customers see social media as a very personal space, and they don't necessarily want brands, you know, advertising to them in that space. So it can be quite difficult to engage organically. It is possible, obviously, but then you also need to consider the paid social media tactics to reach your customers and reach a bigger audience. And also being clever about who you reach. So you don't just want to reach any 1% of the population. You want to reach your specific target audience. And the nice thing about Facebook and Instagram and those kinds of channels is they have such rich customer data. So you can look at things like demographics, location, the type of device your customer is using, the pages they've interacted with, their interests, their preferences, what their friends are doing and their activity. And you can use all that information to define a very specific niche and target those people. You don't want to waste your money on a broad audience. Rather tap into a smaller audience that's more engaged.
I agree.
And the, you know, the worst thing you can say in marketing is, you know, if someone asks you who's your target market, everyone. You know, you need to have, you need to know who you're reaching.
Oh, of course.
And then the other thing is that, yeah, so that's tapping into kind of social media advertising, but also with the organic stuff, you know, social media sites are difficult to manage. You can't just, you know, open up your Facebook page and your Instagram account and your Twitter and then be like, okay, great. You know, they take constant maintenance and monitoring. You know, the kind of customer service function has moved a lot from call centers to social media. So people will go to Twitter and Facebook to ask questions, track your order, to complain about something. So to be able to manage that, you have to be constantly either yourself or someone you hire or software that you use to constantly monitor that presence. Make sure that you're responding, make sure that so that you're responding, also making sure that you're not just responding to customers, but also the content you create. You should be releasing regular and consistent content. Because if I, as a customer, you know, I'm interested in a new brand and I go onto their social media pages and they haven't updated them in 8 months and they, all these customer questions that they haven't replied to, for me, that's a big red flag. And I'm going to say, okay, maybe I should check out the competitor. So I think, it, you know, it's, social media is a bit more tricky than it seems.
So speaking about the content, with an overflow of daily content on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram and other social media channels, how can entrepreneurs make their marketing work for them without breaking the bank? What are some of the key strategies and concepts they should apply to their business?
So in terms of really cost-effective marketing, I would say again, being able to define a very specific audience. In marketing, we like have this term spray and pray. So you could, you know, create a billboard in a busy area and you hope that, you know, 1 or 2% of the population walks by and is interested in your message. But with digital marketing, you don't need to do that. You don't need to waste money trying to reach everyone. You can reach a very defined group. And generally, the smaller your target market and the more defined it is, the more affordable it is because you're targeting a small group of people. The other thing is to set very clear goals and objectives. So you need to think, am I just creating a social media page or advertising on social media or releasing videos just because my competitors are doing it and I think it's a good thing to do? Or do you actually have a clear goal in mind? Are you trying to increase brand awareness, or are you trying to get more email signups or increase sales, or maybe you want to target a new group of customers and you're trying to reach them?
Mm-hmm.
So all of your activity should have a very clear goal behind it. And if you have that specific goal, then you're not just releasing content and spending money for the sake of it. You're actually doing it with something in mind.
Mm.
And I think that really helps.
Yeah, goals and objectives, always important in business. So now the applications for our new marketing deep dive course has just recently opened, and you played quite a key role in its development. Tell us more about the course and what entrepreneurs can expect to gain from it.
Well, I'm excited to see what people think about it. There are so many marketing courses that are available that you can do. I think some fall short in either being one of two extremes. Maybe they are like too theoretical and academic and there's not a lot of room for practical application. Or on the other hand, it's pure step-by-step practical application with no, which is not rooted in actual marketing concepts.
Hmm.
So marketing is a discipline. It is something you have to get familiar with and orient yourself in. And just being able to develop that kind of marketing mindset, it's quite a unique thing to be customer needs focused and marketing focused. And that will kind of inform your the other things that you do. So, you know, creating a Google ad or an Instagram ad, those things aren't rocket science. It's quite easy to learn how to do them. But if you're just doing them for the sake of it again, and you don't know, you know, the marketing strategy, your goals behind it, who your target audience is, what your value proposition is, then you're not doing it in an informed way. So that's why I think it's so important to have kind of a balance of both, really that fundamental understanding of the discipline as well as the practical application. So in the course, we cover a lot of the fundamentals of the discipline. So we look at a lot on kind of understanding your consumer, how to target them, how to reach them. We also give you a bit of insight into the South African consumer landscape because, you know, it is very unique and diverse. If you get, you know, any kind of marketing textbook off the shelf, it has a very Western perspective. And you need to understand, you know, our very unique situation, our unique economy, and how our customers are segmented in that market. And that will really help inform you. We also look a lot at branding, so developing your brand, positioning and differentiating yourself in the market, from, you know, your brand name to your logo to creating a whole brand identity and a voice. We look at sales, services, marketing, pricing. Then we get into a lot of very applied stuff. And in this course, we've chosen to focus primarily on digital marketing methods because that's just kind of the most feasible. You know, we could go into detail about, you know, TV, media planning and buying at length. But for small business owners, for entrepreneurs, digital marketing is generally the most feasible avenue to go to. So that's why we're going to focus on that. And that's
digital marketing in South Africa as well?
Yes. Yeah. So some of the general principles, but then also focusing on how we can tailor it to the South African market. So we'll be looking at like how to create Google Ads campaigns, social media advertising, email marketing, SEO, some basics of web design, mobile, data analytics, content marketing, all of that lovely stuff. And we also, each week you will have, you know, a task or activity as well as discussion forums. And we've tried to make those very, relevant and applicable. So we want you to not just go through the content as a nice to have, but go through the content with the goal of implementing it directly into your business. And the those tasks that you do, as well as the discussions that we have, you know, with myself and with your fellow classmates, you'll get a real opportunity to do some of that direct application.
So it sounds like you're going to cover quite a lot in the 6 weeks of the marketing
yes,
deep dive.
Jam-packed 6 weeks.
So, Laura, thanks so much for sharing your expert insights and opinions with us. It's been an incredibly eye-opening chat, and I'm sure our entrepreneurs who are listening in will feel the same.
Thanks so much, Tanya. It's been a pleasure.
So for any of you who are listening in and are interested in applying for the Marketing Deep Dive course, head on over to our upcoming courses tab on our website and submit your application. Hope to see you next month when this course kicks off.